Would you please explain the concept of Bodhisattva, a largely Mahayana teaching in the Theravada tradition? But there's a couple ways to approach this, in the sense that the original use of the word Bodhisattva was referring specifically to the Buddha, in the sense of the being seeking awakening, referring to himself. And then, say, after the death of the Buddha, there's a concept of the accumulation of parami, these wholesome qualities, started to be formed and developed as a principle and an ideal. And then the being who was accumulating these wholesome virtues was then also referred to as a bodhisattva. And then in later times, and it's more associated with the Mahayana, but say like in a country like Thailand, a long history of being a Theravada country, then there's still a very strong respect, perception of a bodhisattva path and an encouragement for those who are interested to be cultivating that. There's a story of one of the great teachers in Thailand, Somdet Do. He lived about 150 years ago. And he's considered a great meditator and scholar, a very pure-hearted being. And one of the things he would do would to make amulets that had some protective power. And to this day, those are incredibly highly sought after. And if somebody is able to get one of these amulets, then very difficult to get them to relinquish them. And you can trade, like, a brand new Mercedes SL for one of these amulets, and you might or might not get them. Anyway, he's somebody who was highly regarded. Now, there's a story of one time of him hanging his robe up on the line, as you know monks do, to dry, and then it slipped off and fell down, and then this kind of monastery dog came over and curled up on the robe. And then Somdet Do had to go out to do something out of the monastery. And so he went to get his robe, and then this dog was curled up on his robe. It was sleeping. So it stood there waiting for it to wake up. And then one of the monks, because there was probably some invitation or doing something, that one of the monks, they're waiting for Somdet to come, and so they come to check on him, see what happened to him, and he's standing there waiting for this dog to wake up. And they said, "We've all been waiting for you." I said, "Well, this dog sleeping on my robe." And he said, "Why don't you just chase it away?" And he said, "No, you never know. It could be a bodhisattva. And you just want to be kind to every being." You know, that's that kind of his own, because he was considered a bodhisattva by people. But that's how he viewed the world.